KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, New Atlantic head boys basketball coach Derek Hall is really excited to take over the program. KJAN Sports caught up with Hall a day after the Atlantic School Board made its hire official, and you can tell he's pretty fired up.
Awesome to be the new head coach of the Atlantic boys program. Just super grateful that Andy Mitchell and Stephen Barber have given me this opportunity to kind of share my knowledge of the game of basketball and impact kids. Both on and off the floor. So, yeah, pretty excited.
Hall became an all-state player at Denison High School, and he credits his coach Don Lyons with much of the development for his love of the game.
I've always dreamed of being a head basketball coach. Basketball has kind of always been my life. I was one of the biggest gym rats around, lived in the gym. I played for a great coach, and Coach Don Lyons up in Denison back in 2011 to 2013, and I learned so much from him, and I learned tons from Jeff and Jeremy as well. I'm very appreciative of them, but Coach Lyons really kind of gave me that first love of basketball. He was my coach, really, from 5th grade to 12th grade, because me and his son were in the same grade. So, just super appreciative of everything that Coach Lyons taught me, so hopefully I can spread that knowledge as well.
Hall said he's developed some great relationships with families in the Atlantic community and thinks being familiar with the kids as an assistant coach in numerous sports these past few years will help the transition tremendously. He expects the Trojans to put an exciting brand of basketball on the floor.
It's really all personnel dependent. So I guess with this personnel, we have a bunch of guys, 5'9 to 6'3, who can handle the ball, and we're becoming better shooters and we're becoming better passers. So what I envision is just more up-tempo, kind of in-your-face on defense, and more of a five-out style on offense where we can all attack the basket and we can all shoot. I think it's going to be an exciting product to watch.
Says he's ready and excited for this next step. Atlantic alum Grant Reed is an All-American. Reed was part of the Iowa track and field 4x100-meter relay team that just competed at the 2021 NCAA Outdoor Championships in Eugene, Oregon. Iowa's 4x100-meter relay of Jalen McConico, Antonio Woodard, Grant Reed, and Austin Cressley earned second-team All-America honors, placing 5th in their heat and 14th overall with a season-best time of 39.48 seconds. Iowa head track and field coach Joey Woody said, "We started the meet with the 4x1 relay running a season's best and beating some very good teams to finish 14th in the country. While that doesn't score points, it shows how close we are to making that final." Reed has had a phenomenal sophomore season with the program. He was runner-up in the 60-meter hurdles at the Big Ten Indoor Championships this year with a time of 7.81, sixth on the Hawkeyes' all-time list. Reed also recently earned academic All-Big Ten honors for the spring, an accomplishment he's consistently reached since arriving on campus. Well, the Atlantic Community School District announced on Thursday that the Trojan baseball and softball teams will get to debut their new facilities on Tuesday, June 15th. Both teams will be hosting St. Albert that night. Softball will play a varsity doubleheader beginning at 5:30 p.m. Baseball will play JV and varsity, with the JV starting at 5:30, followed by the varsity at 7:30. Opening ceremonies will begin at 5:20 p.m., and admission is $5. Joel Sims will be throwing out the first pitch for the softball festivities. In high school softball action last night, in Hawkeye 10 conference play, Atlantic rolled over Lewis Central 13-0. It was Harlan over St. Albert 10-0, Creston over Shenandoah 14-1, Glenwood falling to Clarinda 15-3, and Kemper Catholic over Denison Sleswig 11-2. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW beating Audubon 8-4, Riverside over Missouri Valley 4-3, Logan Magnolia topping Tri-Center 7-1, Underwood over IKM Manning 13-1. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Boyer Valley beat Arweva 3-2. Also in non-conference play, Lenox over Cam 5-3, Nottoway Valley defeating Griswold 12-7. It was Southwest Valley over Essex 21-11, Stanton 3-2, over East Union. West Harrison beat Fremont Mills 3-0. Green County over Glidden-Ralston 12-0. Well, the third Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union softball rankings came out yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A, Newell Fonda stays on top. Lisbon, Collins Maxwell, Southeast Warren, Linville Sully are the top five. Exira EHK is at number 12 this week. Lennox at number 14. In Class 2A, Wilton is top rated with Louisa Muscatine number 2, North Lynn and Central Springs 3 and 4. Underwood is number 5. Earlham is 6. Van Meter is number 7 in this week's poll. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption remains on top. Mount Vernon, Williamsburg, West Burlington Notre Dame, and Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont are the top five. Anamosa is at number 6, just ahead of Atlantic. The Atlantic girls check in at number 7 this week. In Class 4A, Winterset is top-rated, with Dallas Center Grimes number 2, ADM number 3, Carlisle and Fairfield round out the rest of the top 5. And in the Class 5A poll this week, the number 1-ranked team, Muscatine, followed by Fort Dodge, Waukee, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, and Johnston in the top 5. In high school boys baseball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Lewis Central downing Atlantic 12-2. St. Albert beat Harlan 10-4. Shenandoah over Creston 4-2. Glenwood 8-2 over Clarinda. Denison Sleswig over Kemper Catholic 3-1. In the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon edging AHSTW 6-5. Riverside over Missouri Valley 5-3. Tri-Center 14-4 over Logan Magnolia. Underwood beat IKM Manning 10-4. In the Bluegrass Conference, Moravia 20-0 over Orient Maxburg. And in non-conference play, Lennox outlasting Cam in 9 innings, 10-9. Panorama over Exira EHK, 12-0. Stanton beat East Union, 13-12, while Kingsley Pearson beat Trainer, 8-1. Officials with the Iowa High School Athletic Association hope splitting the state baseball tournament between two sites is just a temporary solution. Merchants Park in Carroll will host 1A and 2A, while Duane Banks Field in Iowa City will host 3A and 4A. Principal Park in Des Moines has served as the host since 2005, but a scheduling conflict forced that change. Chris Cuellar of the IHSAA says splitting the tournament was the best option.
Trying to put that in any one venue, one game at a time, was just going to be really complicated. And even when we started sorting out how to do it at two or more venues, we were limited in our facility options. So that kind of clarified the plan that ended up coming through between Carroll and Iowa City.
Cuellar says they hope to find a site that can host the entire tournament in the future.
The plan is that this is a one-year deal, and then we can find what, you know, would be a longer-term solution.
He says they're hoping to return to Principal Park.
Major League Baseball now handling minor league baseball's schedule makes that a little bit more challenging, just because I'm not sure that the Iowa Cubs or the Athletic Association can commit to, you know, which days are open or which days aren't. Especially when our schedule for our tournaments is set a little more in advance, just so our schools know.
And a Major League Baseball action, the Royals finally got off the five-game losing skid. A 6-1 win over the A's in last night's action. Cardinals were off yesterday. They'll open up a series on the road against the Cubs at Wrigley Field today. And as is tradition and law in Chicago, it'll be a day game. 1:20 is the first pitch today, and 12:25 is the pregame start time. Cards-Cubs will have it for you this afternoon here on the radio. That's Check of Sports.